USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The wildfires in Hawaii have now killed at least 36 people. Officials in Maui said this morning that the deaths were discovered amid the active Lahaina fire. The wind-whipped wildfires have forced hundreds of people to evacuate, overwhelmed hospitals, and drove some people into the ocean to escape the flames. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town went up in smoke, where fires fueled by wind from a passing hurricane were concentrated. The popular tourist spot turned into a raging inferno in no time whatsoever. President Biden is wrapping up his Western trip today in Utah. Biden made stops in Arizona and New Mexico this week and will speak in Salt Lake City today to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act, expanding benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits. Yesterday, FBI agents shot and killed a Utah man who allegedly was making online threats against Biden. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has fired his top general and is telling his military to prepare for war. North Korea's state media agency reported today that Kim is calling for more weapons production, expanded military drills, and preparation for the possibility of war. The call for expanded arms production comes as the United States suspects North Korea of providing weapons to Russia for its war in Ukraine. A national chain is bringing back Taco Tuesday for an entire month. Taco Bell says its customers will be able to get a free taco every Tuesday from August 15th to September 5th. The offer comes after the Taco John's restaurant chain dropped its trademark on the phrase Taco Tuesday, making it possible for other businesses to use it. Taco Bell has released a statement saying, "Taco Tuesday belongs to all who make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos." USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6.
The crowd numbers at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is down this year, but drug and alcohol arrests are up. The South Dakota Department of Transportation reported the vehicle count hit 250,000 on Tuesday, the fifth day of the rally. That's about 40,000 below the five-year average. Meade County Sheriff Pat West said yesterday that felony and misdemeanor drug arrests are pretty high compared to last year. He also said DUIs continue to be an issue. Twitter records are being used as evidence in the Justice Department's case against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Unsealed court records have revealed that special counsel Jack Smith secured a search warrant for Donald Trump's Twitter account during the 2020 election case. The documents indicate that Twitter was prohibited from notifying Trump about the warrant due to concerns that Trump might destroy evidence. Additionally, Twitter incurred a $350,000 fine for its delayed submission of the records. Trump is facing felony charges for his alleged effort to unlawfully overturn the 2020 election. I'm John Schaefer.
Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio is dead.
Local authorities say he was shot to death while leaving a political rally in the country's capital city of Quito. Villavicencio was leaving a rally at a high school when the shots rang out. He was rushed to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead. Villavicencio had been polling behind other candidates, but had seen an increase in support recently. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.